I'm going to start it. I'm going to start recording. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lisa Lorraine Smith, and I'm the Chief Program Officer here at the network. And I get the honor and privilege of working with all the affinity groups in the network. Right now, we have 24. And this one is a really exciting one because your co-chairs, all of your co-chairs, have are very dedicated to making it exciting and interesting. You have presenters, you have speakers coming in, and this group really is connected. So I love working with Amy Mazur, who is at JVS Boston, and Lisa August, who is at the newly named Jewish Family Services of Northeastern New York, not to be confused with, I'm wrong.
Western New
Oops,
York.
Northwestern New York,
At least you
not
didn't
to
call
be
us upstate.
upstate New York, not to be
Okay, no, we're
confused with
Western New
JFS
York.
Buffalo. That's not them anymore. JFS of Northwestern New York. So they've got a whole program plan. So take it away. Oh, if you guys can just rename yourselves, right click and put your community so we know where everyone's calling in from. That'd be great. And now take it away, Amy.
Lisa.
Or Lisa, take it away, Lisa.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, even though we go by Jewish Family Services of Western New York, I still like to tell everybody I'm a Buffalo girl. Really thrilled to be here today and be back with everybody. It was wonderful to see so many of you at the conference in April. See familiar faces and also to greet some new faces. The first thing that we noticed when you all came in the room is, for those of you who didn't hear, Gary is still rocking the conference background. For those who attended, there were presenters that were, all of us who were presenters had the same background. It was kind of nice. And Gary's still going with it. I too am still going with the conference theme and on a little bit of a high from the conference. I really missed being with people in person. I'm kind of a high touch individual, so to speak. I love the personal connection, although Zoom satisfies in a lot of ways. But I try to make it as conferencey as I can at home, just like I make it as officey at home. And I have my little conference mug, my swag. You go to a conference, you have your bag that you carry things around in so you can put all your brochures and goodies. I got a lanyard with a badge, my meal tickets, really cool pen. And I miss the bad coffee and the hanging around hotel lobbies, and all of that is really wonderful. But as some of you have heard me say, the best thing about going to a conference is the people. Lisa Lorraine, tell me if I'm incorrect in this, but we were talking about attendance. This year's conference, there were 1,700 people there. Normally at the in-person conferences, there are what about, am I right, 400, 500
Yeah, there were
that attend?
1750, and we usually get around 380, 400.
Which is awesome. I mean, I'm really blown away by that we quadrupled the number of people who are able to attend, and I hope a lot of you saw the benefits of that. What Amy and I would like to do is start off by, first of all, I want to see, is there anybody who is new to the group who has never been with us before?
That's me.
Okay, could you please introduce yourself by telling us your name, where you're from? And I'm going to ask that everybody say whether or not you attended the conference. Okay. And if you did, one word to describe the conference. So
Thank you.
thank you
I'm
for coming.
Judy Richmond. Thank you for allowing me to participate. I'm Judy Richmond, and I'm with the JVS Human Services in Southfield, Michigan. And one of the reasons I couldn't come to the conference was because I also conduct specific programs for women who have not worked in several years called the Women to Work program at JVS. So I'm glad that now I'm able, of course, to join you, and I thank you again.
Oh, thank you. Glad to have you here. Anybody else new to the group? Okay, I see. Go ahead, Rick. Rich?
Yes, okay. Good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you're at. My name is Rich Henquinette, and I'm with JCFS here in Chicago. This may or may not be my first session. A couple of months ago, I attended a meeting, and I really can't remember which affinity group it was. I do business, I'm business services representative with JCFS Chicago here. And primarily my job is reaching out to employers because I work in the employment services side. So reaching out to employers, assisting our candidates and getting jobs and things of that nature, networking with employers and things along those lines. And I did not attend the conference. It was bad timing and budget and all that, all those reasons.
Well, that's okay, because we're going to do a mini recap today, Rich. We're glad that you're here and or back, so thank you. Did I see Allison? You're new. Somebody else was new. If you're new, please just, Anna, please hop in.
Hey, I'm Anna Bernstein from JVS Toronto, up north from Canada. Hi, everybody. I'm really glad to be here. It's my first time. Thank you for letting me join. I signed up for the conference. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend many of the sessions as we are going through some many different things at JVS Toronto. But I would call it inclusive in one word.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks, Anna. And I hope someday to be able to head the hour and a half up the, you know, the QEW
the
to see you. So yeah, yeah. Anybody else new?
Right here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron.
Yes, I'm Aaron. I'm Aaron Huber. I'm from Louisville, JFCS Louisville. I'm the brand new communications manager for our team. I'm really glad to be here and glad to be a part of everything. I'm only about a month in so far, but I did attend the conference and I found it really quite educational. I think that'd be the best way to put it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, I'm Hillary Katz. I went to the conference. I'm with Jewish Family Service, Shalom Austin. And I was able to hear Amy and Lisa talk a lot in the workforce development sessions, and I'm really happy to be here. So thanks for having me.
It's great to see you, Hillary. Glad you could make it. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back, Hillary.
Anyone else?
Hi, I'm Samara Fritchie, a career counselor from JEBS Career Strategies in Philadelphia. I was able to attend the conference, and I've been on some other groups with people who are here, the WIN training and a couple of other things. So thanks for having me back for another get together and brainstorming session with new ideas. Always great to get together with other people from around the country in the field.
I'm just going to call on people to introduce yourselves at this point. If you need, just let us know. Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis Gripsick from JBS in Detroit, Southfield. I have the pleasure of working with Judy. And one word I would say about the conference is enlightenment. It was my first time attending and I got a lot out of it.
Let's see, Barbara.
Hi, I'm Barbara Stern from Montreal. I attended the conference and I found it very informative. Really enjoyed it. I've been in person as well. So enjoyed both formats, but in person better. For the same reason that Lisa did, like just meeting people and being able to meet with them and sort of more brainstorming going on in person. I really enjoyed it.
More food.
Malka.
Hi, everyone from Columbus, Ohio. I'm Malka Bendor. And I really feel like privileged that I was able to attend the conference. And I think what I really got out of it was my first one, outside of having, again, being asked to speak at the showcase program, which was awesome, it was very eye-opening. Like the different topics that were covered and the exposure to so many different people and food for thought. It was just wonderful to every day gobble up some new information and new connections. And I still think about it a lot. So when you're thinking about something for so long, it must have been very good. So really, it was wonderful. And would love to meet all of you also face-to-face eventually. It would be lovely. So thank you so much again for organizing such a great conference.
Yes. Sheila.
Thank you. I'm Sheila Solomon-Rudd from Tampa Bay Job Links, and I have the privilege of being part of the IAJVS network, and then as it folded into and became the network of Jewish Human Service Agencies. And I have attended in person almost annually since 2010. And I thought it was an excellent conference, had a lot to offer. And I was glad to see so many workforce development programs that were available. And I look forward to sharing and learning from everyone and knowing how they're coming out of this pre-COVID experience stronger and better. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. Deidre, I don't know if you pronounce your name Deidre or Dedra. I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Deidre. No, Deidre. I'm sorry. I'm shoving my lunch in my face.
Of course, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm Deidre. I am with JVS Career Services in Cincinnati. I've been to the in-person conferences, and I was at this virtual one, and I love them. I love them so much. The virtual one was really great, but I really missed the in-person ones because I've been with JVS for 10 years and I've made some great connections through these events. And I have a phone call set up with somebody tomorrow from New York to talk about some stuff. So it's like wonderful to be able to talk to other people that do the same similar things that we do and share ideas and grow our networks and just be able to collaborate more. So I'm the senior career coach. I'm also the HR manager. So I'm in the HR affinity group. And so I've been able to participate in a lot of these things, and they're all so beneficial and great. And thanks for letting me in this one.
Thank you for coming, Deidre. Really appreciate it. Shelly, I don't think you introduced yourself yet.
Yep. Shelly Miller from JF&CS Atlanta. And it was energizing. I mean, I just found it to be just renewed my interest in your enthusiasm. And I've already actually had a conversation with Leah Temkin from JF&CS Minneapolis about their IT program that we're looking to do, and just a couple of the other programs. Just found it to be very energizing.
Thank you, Shelley. It's awesome. Jake, please.
Hi, I'm Jake Sugarman. I'm the manager of workforce training and development at JVS Boston. I work alongside Amy Mazur, and I also work alongside Judy Sachs, who's here on the call as well. And I had never been to the NJHSA conference before, so this is my first time. And I thought it was very informative. And, you know, a lot of the things that I was exposed to and experienced, I have been talking with my colleagues about how to bring it back to our agency in one way, shape, or form. So it was pretty awesome.
Thank you, Jake. It was great to see you there too. Gary, please.
Sure, I'm Gary Lashow. Two roles, I'm job development specialist at JEVS Philadelphia and officially the president of the Lisa Lorraine Smith fan club. It's the first conference that I went to. I've never been to any of them in person. I'd say two kind of distinct things. One was to hear new ideas was great on how to handle issues. And the second was to know I'm not crazy, to hear people talking about similar issues and knowing that we were all going through a lot of difficult times together and just hearing how people were dealing and coping with it. So glad to be here today.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks always for your contributions. Whitney.
Hi, I'm Whitney Turner. I'm currently from Career Connections at the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Unfortunately, I was not able to attend the virtual session. I have attended in the past when I was with Rails, but we've kind of transitioned from JFS West Palm Beach to a collaboration between JFS and Federation. But I'm excited to be part of the affinity group. And I just love being around other professionals that work in this field.
Thank you, Whitney. It's good to have you. Sandra, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to apply for the vice president of the Lisa Lorraine fan club if the position is available. That's number one.
I'm reviewing applications.
I'll be in touch. Also, the amazing technological magic that had to happen to make that conference go was just like beyond, like how that could all work out with all the nuances and breakout rooms and everything. I could live a lifetime and never be able to
figure out. It was a miracle.
So that was amazing. For me personally, I'm much better as a captive audience than I am on screen when I end up doing a couple of other things because somebody walks in my office. So I would so welcome the on-site where I don't have distractions and my head doesn't have to be looking at anything else. So I learned and it was great, but I really, really look forward to an in-person opportunity.
Thank you, Sandra. It's always good to see you. Judy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Judy Sachs from Boston. And like Jake said, I work with Amy and with Jake, and I miss seeing them so much. I've attended many, many, many of the in-person conferences. And of course, there are trade-offs. First of all, I also want to commend the network staff for an outstanding job of putting the entire thing together. The fact that 1700, whatever you said, came is like mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. But I too get even today on this call, I have various distractions, and it's hard to focus. The only other thing I'll say is that it's wonderful that there are so many new, I don't know if there are new member agencies or just other people who joined. I'm now working part-time and I'm the Jewish community liaison. So I do not so much workforce development as I did in my entire career, but engaging others. And it was a fascinating group that gathered for the conference. So Lisa, please thank everybody else, including yourself, for all that incredible work.
Thank you.
Those of us who presented saw maybe a fraction of what had to happen. And when, I speak for like Malka and Jay, some of us who presented, if that was a fraction of what had to happen, Lisa Lorraine, it's amazing, really. Allison, I'll get you now, but thank you. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm Allison Harding from JFS in Dallas. I'm Senior Director of Career and Financial Services. And I liked two things. One, that everybody's been going through the same stuff and that you can talk about it. And two, learning what other cities are doing and picking up little tidbits of information, which is always so useful. Plus I had my entire team go. And so afterwards we had a touch base and everybody brought different things up. So it was fabulous. In person, much better, much better. Uh-huh. But
not everyone can go, right?
Yeah. Right. Trade-offs. I think I got everybody. No, Sarah, I'm sorry, Sarah Welch, please.
Oh, no.
Actually, was saving you for last. Mm-hmm. Welcome. So good to see you.
Thank you. I was not able to go this year, which is unfortunate because I've gone to all of them since it wasn't at IAJBS. But we had some programs launching that were really exciting. But I will say I really miss meeting people and talking to people and idea sharing, because it seems like when you're at the conferences and you talk to somebody, you immediately start thinking of ideas and ways to collaborate. So I'm looking forward to next year and seeing you all in person.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah and I met at a regional conference. We both, after that end of that first day, we were both at the bar having like a wine, and it was just so fun to, you know, that's the beauty of it, right? And that was my first week. And, you know, I learned a lot about workforce in those three ensuing hours. So that is why meeting in person is always so
well. And I'll also say I got to meet Sarah in person. That my husband had a business trip in Pittsburgh. My boss said, hey, while you're there, why don't you go visit? And Sarah was kind enough to host me for a couple of hours. And that was, I was new to this community. And I've always felt so kindly towards you and feel connected, and thank you. So it's good to see you. Amy, yeah. You have something you'd like to say.
Yes, sorry about that. Good to see everyone, and nice to be here. And I want to support Lisa August in her swag work. I don't know if you can see this, but shout out. This is JBS Boston swag. So bringing all that here to remember the importance of connection and conferences and getting together. So
I love it.
So yeah, I would say I found the conference invigorating, and it was really, really great to be a part of it, and great to be able to see everybody to the extent that we can in this COVID time. So, and thank you, Lisa, both Lisas.
A wonderful thing. So Amy and I thought that what we would do for this meeting, we knew that some people were able to attend the conference, some were not. I think more so than ever before, even though I hadn't been to the in-person conferences, we were really thrilled to see workforce given a prominent position at the conference with a great selection of programs, a track, the networking opportunities, and the program showcases. So what I thought we would do is walk through very briefly some of the programs, the topics that were there, some of the sessions, what the titles were. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to ask that if anybody has anything they would like to say, for example, if it was your program or you participate in it, I'd like you to contribute and give us your impressions or add to our knowledge of that area, okay? So we're just going to do kind of a brief review. Sound good, Amy and Lisa Lorraine? Okay. I'd like to highlight some of the workforce development tracks, but also some of the opening sessions. Would anybody like to say anything about either the conference welcome or any of the plenary opening sessions that they attended? I was kind of walking through it chronologically, because for me, the first thing was the Workforce Development Group Affinity Group. To discuss. I know I recognized a lot of you with the Workforce Development Affinity Group. That was the session where we broke out into the rooms. I asked a series of questions, and we all went into rooms. We mixed up a little bit. We had discussion around, there were three questions. First question, I have to see if I remember them. One question was about a good thing that happened during COVID. For you or your clients. Another thing was advice that you give somebody who came into the field. And the third thing was, if you could make one thing happen for our community or our field, what might it be? So does anybody have comments about that experience, the breakout rooms? It's okay if you don't. One of the things that I found really interesting about it is there were conversations going on in each room and people getting to know each other in a different way. The questions that we asked were really designed to get people talking about some different things. And there was one group that I think was going to, they were already exchanging emails and they were going to continue the conversation after that. So to me, that was really interesting and exciting. The session afterwards was, the plenary was Moral Injury and Distress, A Wounded Soul. one of the things I found really interesting about the conference is that with the chaplains group, especially, that there was a spiritual and moral component to some of the programs. Did anybody attend that session? Comment on it.
I thought it was a really good session. I think that we, during this time period, during COVID, I think we were all reaching out, grasping, trying to figure out for ourselves things, figure it out for our clients, and giving it the perspective of professionals that are chaplains. I think it gave an interesting perspective because you almost, I don't naturally talk to chaplains. It's not people I serve, neither, and I haven't had to use one, but it was very interesting to just hear their philosophies, and it gave an opportunity to dig a little deeper inside, gather some strength, and think about it and how you can apply that to talking to clients that wouldn't necessarily, you know, and a lot of our clients, at least in the Midwest, at least my, a lot of my folks are very deeply religious in general. And when I've asked them, how have you been dealing with COVID months ago before things started getting a little bit better? You know, a lot of them really said it was their strength from God. The Lord got them through and this and that. And I thought about that as I was listening to some of these sessions and how important it is to have that perspective from people who that's their life job, right? To bring this. So I gained a lot out of it, a really different way of thinking and a little bit of extra information to sprinkle in to a call, a little bit more advice. So
thank you, Malka. Amy, did you want to contribute or?
Yeah. I thought that the opening plenary really was an opportunity for us to reflect inwardly about a lot of what Malka said, but also an opportunity for us to think about what this means for us as professionals and what we're going through. I thought that was particularly valuable. Clearly, information is really good for our clients, but also I really felt nurtured by what they shared from a professional point of view, who is somebody who is working with people who are in these situations. So I was really pleased, and I think it's really great that we have this information available to us on the conference website. We can access the video and we can watch it again, and we can share it with each other, I presume. And so I feel that's something I'm taking back to my organization and sharing with them, because I think it's going to feed us as providers as well.
And that's so important, Amy. I know there were two important things I learned in my opening class of counseling school, my graduate degree. And one was the idea of before you can help others, you need to be able to be sharp yourself. The old notion that if you're in a plane and you're using losing oxygen, you put your oxygen mask on first, and then you're able to help other people. And I think with COVID, many of us have felt it and needed to have that replenishment. So I'm glad that that happened for so many of you. It's awesome.
Okay. And also the plenary that Betsy Stone did, right, about burnout and fatigue and all that. Were you going to talk about that one?
No, go ahead. No, please do. I was going right there. Yes, please.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that one, if you all also want to see, everyone's talking about that. We had around 400 people respond to the survey, you know, after that. And it's never happened before, but everyone talked about how good that plenary was. During that time, I actually wasn't even able to hear it. That's being recorded, but there was other things going on. I'm going to listen to it again because I've never seen so many people from all different walks, not just at JBS, CEOs, lay people, you know, family members. They liked it. They got a lot out of it. So I would encourage everyone to listen to that for the hour and 15 minutes.
If you have an opportunity. Lisa, I hope I can recommend this, that if you're someone who didn't go to the conference, maybe there is somebody who within your agency who went to the conference where you might be able to have access to the recordings.
Yes, and we're also going to put them on our website. So,
oh, great.
You know, in the NJHSA beautiful. Resource library.
So. That's fantastic.
I want to apologize.
Yeah, please,
that's
go ahead.
That's the one I was referring to. That's okay. The one I was making comments about.
Okay.
So sorry. I jumped ahead.
No, that's wonderful. I mentioned that. So even the plenary or open keynote sessions really had something to offer us. Getting into some of the specific training and breakout sessions, there was one for workforce called Equity and Opportunity for Frontline Workers, and also One Small Agency's Big Response to the Unemployment Crisis due to COVID-19, which was sponsored by JFS Delaware. To talk about each of those, and is there anybody here who went to those sessions or wanted to comment on one of those?
Yeah, I went to the One Small Agency as Big Response, mm-hmm. and that made me very aware of we should be using volunteers. And I went back to my director and said, we've got to get something together where we use volunteers. We can use them. And I went through a whole thing. And that's one of my goals for next year is to put together a whole volunteer department to work with ours. So I thank them very much for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Sometimes if our agency is fairly small, and sometimes you feel like, well, what can we do? And we only have so many resources. And I thought there were a number of programs at the conference which really helped us say, how might we, and extend our capacity rather than, you know, being hesitant to walk away from it. I thought one of the really cool things about that session was also that it was cross-agency, and they looked at a number of different ways to support people through different departments. So it was a comprehensive, holistic thing, which I thought is very important. We try to do that at our agency, but I don't think we get to as much as we would like. So the other program, Equity and Opportunity for Frontline Workers, I thought that was very interesting because it really addressed the needs of workers that sometimes get left behind, sometimes low wage, and very often on the front lines, particularly in hospitals, they're served by people of color who are also at risk for catching COVID a little bit more. So how do we support the frontline workers? And I was very impressed that one of our agencies took that on. So, okay.
I think that was Jabs, right? Jabs in Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're on the call. I don't know if Gary or Samara, either of you were part of that or no? That was a different part of your team?
We have over 1,000 people in our organization, Jeff's in Philly, and with lots of different programs. So neither one of us was part of that one.
Oh, okay.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. That's a big agency. I just wanted to say one more thing about the Delaware program that I attended, that I also found it really, really powerful. And what you were saying, Barbara, about the volunteers was really tremendous. But also that this is a small organization that took it upon themselves as a JFS and not really with a workforce development focus to really say, we want to tackle this issue of unemployment in the time of COVID. And they really took some risks and they looked for funding that was really looking at not necessarily on outcomes that you would typically have to require, but on outcomes that related to sort of the outreach and the well-being of the people that they were serving, and they stuck with their goals for what they wanted to do. I thought it was a really innovative and kind of interesting way to approach it in ways that some of us, kind of risky, but they took the risk way to approach it. I thought it was really, really powerful. And actually Boston is gonna be meeting with them to talk a little bit more about what they did because we were so intrigued by what their work. So another collaboration opportunity, yeah.
Well, which also is also kind of cool because JBS Boston is very large and we can all learn from each other. So wonderful. Thank you. All right. A Wednesday session, Moving Through Grief, New Approaches to Releasing the Grip of Grief. Are we seeing this a lot within the people we serve and with ourselves?
Yes.
Phyllis from JBS in Southfield. I got to go to that one. I thought it was really great. She came up with different techniques I can use. I definitely see the grief response due to COVID. And depending on what somebody's actually went through with COVID, even possibly some trauma response as well. So I thought it was really good. And she brought a lot of excitement with it. And who thinks about grief and excitement, right? So I thought that was really great.
Yeah. You have to see there's something. I have a friend who's fond of saying, you can't go around it, you have to go through it. And I think she says that about a lot of things, but I think grief is like that.
Yeah.
But we also have to say,
you have to say hello before you can say goodbye. Dr. Wolfelt says that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much for that. Again, going chronologically through the session, exploring the WIN model to address COVID unemployment, AV and David Bluestein. And then there was also a session during that time on partnerships that work, CVS Health Agencies addressing social determinants of health. Amy, anything you want to say about the WIN program?
I think people who are on this call are fairly familiar with it. We've done a lot of work with it. We have a lot of meetings related to it. And we're, you know, continuing to be excited. There's a lot of energy in the network around it. So we were just pleased with the turnout at the lounge that we had and the opportunity for David Bluestein and I to respond to questions and talk about the programs that are currently running and also that are about to run. And again, invite everybody, especially on this call, who wants to participate to let me know, because we're still doing trainings and opportunities for workshops to be started in different agencies. So glad to continue to spread the word.
Thank you, Amy.
I'll just say it stands for Work Intervention Network, and it's an opportunities to run sort of these new evidence-based workshops that focus on the surrounding issues to the job search that are more socio-emotional and psychological. So.
Well said, Amy.
The CVS Health Agencies addressing social determinants of health. There's one thing, I watched that in recording, and there was one thing in particular that I took about from that made me laugh. Jerry Rubin was talking about the importance of having a strong partner. And he said something, it really made me chuckle. I chuckled with him that, you know, CVS is one of the largest. He gave CVS kudos for being one of the largest employers in New England of people with disabilities. And he made a comment such as, you know, you don't have to worry about whether they're going to do the accommodations. And for those of us who work with people with disabilities, it's such a relief, because I think I just related to his chuckling about that a little bit, because we've all been there, and it reinforced the importance of having strong employer partnerships for certain types of placements. So I appreciated that part of the session. Okay, going on to some of the breakout sessions in the afternoon. A national model to expand employment and mental health services for underserved communities from the Canadian perspective. And that was something that was presented by JBS Toronto. Anna, I don't know if you had any insight on that, but it was a really interesting program, and I'm glad we work cross-border. And also Volunteers and Workforce Initiative, Creative Models for Scaling and Enhancing Your Work. That was something that was presented through, I'm getting Metro New York, but any comments about those programs?
I think it was really great to hear more and more what you could do with volunteers in general over the conference. I was really grateful to learn more how everybody's utilizing them. What we do with our volunteers, at least our dislocated professionals, is, you know, we turn them into speakers. We make them the future of people who are helping, mentoring, teaching. They're amazing people. And we never saw it as a program. It just sort of happened organically. But the more I was listening about all the different ideas to work with volunteers and what the people and people want to do it. It was empowering. It was good. So a lot of new ideas were born. So I want to thank everybody for sharing that information. It was really good. That session was excellent.
Agreed. That brings us to the Workforce Development Program Showcase. I'm really pleased to say that that was very much driven by this group. I want to give a shout out to presenters Malka Bendor, Elizabeth Ank, Gary Lachow, Amy, Mary Mailer, Jake Sugarman, and Leah Temkin. Any of you want to make a comment about your experiences, those of you who attended or those of you who presented?
Well, I was just gonna say,
go ahead, Shelley.
No, I was just gonna say that, some of the presentations made them seem so like, oh, wow, why didn't I think of that? It made them so doable too. They weren't so out there that it was something that you couldn't, I mean, we have a very small, there's just a couple of us on staff. And so, you know, we were trying to see where we could fit some of this in, and it just was enlightening. Like I said, we're looking to do some of this IT pathways that they're doing in Minneapolis, and then this Three Cups of Coffee, and combining those two, and it just is making perfect sense. So again, I just value that they presented to it, and they didn't have to be these huge, large scale events or programs.
I'm a career counseling staff of one, Shelley.
Okay.
You know, we've got job developers, a couple other people, but yeah, I'm it. So yeah. I agree.
I've been attending the program showcase for years and years and years, and I think it's overwhelmingly my favorite part of every conference for reasons that you just gave. And you know, it's where I have always borrowed, stolen, call it what you want, many, many ideas. And
you learn from each other, Judy. Yes, that's what yes. We say. Yeah.
And it's and then you mold it into your own community, because we know our own community, what they will fly, what won't fly. And I just love the program showcase.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Judy, because if you love the program showcase, you're going to love some things we have planned for this fall. Just to go over some of the topics in the program showcase, JFS Columbus, Innovate Your Job Search Through Personal Branding, Getting the Jewish Community Back to Work, JVS Boston, that was Jake's program. Innovate was Malka's, Branding was Malka. Work Ready Program, Jeb's Philadelphia. That was you, right? No. Can't remember who presented that. Oh, IT Pathways Minneapolis, Support Group for Unemployed Professionals, Jeb's Philadelphia, and the network. That was Gary. That was your program. Challenging Cases Meeting, an agency-wide collaborative effort. That was JVS Boston, and Fee for Service Career Counseling, JFS Western New York. That was my program. So it was fun. It was. Part of what happened for me with the conference is increasing some of my technological knowledge and capabilities through working with the producers and being exposed to more sophisticated technology. So that in and of itself was a learning experience for me. Mm-hmm. So it gave me a chance to play with breakout rooms and things that I hadn't quite done before. So, okay. Any other comments about programming? To finish up, again, we had creating meaningful mentorship and volunteer experiences also was another program. Judy, you were a part of that program.
Yes, I moderated that program, and it's really, that was the Three Cups of Coffee that's been done by Jeb's and their partner, Pennsylvania Women Work. The premise is the best way to get a job is through professional connections. And so it pairs job seekers with volunteers who in the original model met literally three times at three different coffee shops and some kind of grant paid for the coffee even. But it morphed beautifully into the virtual model, and they may even continue the virtual model preferably because it allows, really a good quality conversation, and you don't have to worry about all the logistics and whatnot. And it's a beautiful model of utilizing volunteers with job seekers and expanding their networks. And also what I found fascinating was they somehow, and now I can't remember how, they get companies to, I think, provide volunteers from the company. And so it strengthens the relationship between the business community and, in this case, JEBS, on behalf of job seekers. So I think it's a
win-win-win. It's a really good program. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Judy. Now our time for today's meeting is drawing short. I want to thank everybody for contributing, for sharing, for supporting this group so wholeheartedly through the year, through the conference, but also throughout the year. It's a great place to be, and I know that Amy and I feel very, very privileged to be coordinating and organizing things on everybody's behalf. I'd like to talk for a moment by bringing up some of the upcoming dates that we'd like you to hold on your calendar. Our next meeting is June 16th. Amy, can I describe it a little bit, or do you want to do that? Do you want me to talk about that program? Or I can?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead. Now I can add if there's anything else, but go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. Yeah. So our June 16th meeting is going to be a facilitated discussion on LinkedIn with Ni Ato Bensi and Jill. Did I pronounce that correct, Anshil?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Here's our little description. Writing a LinkedIn profile has never been one size fits all when it comes to content, but what happens when culture gets involved? Depending on your cultural background, writing a LinkedIn profile, which is centered on self-promotion, can feel challenging. So we're going to talk about the cultural impact of how you how do you support your clients from diverse backgrounds on LinkedIn and other digital networks? Amy, anything to add on that? I think it's going to be fascinating.
Yes, this particular presenter is one that I've seen before. He's well-versed in LinkedIn. He's also has a really good understanding of diversity and approaches that we need to consider as we're looking at the clients that we're working with and how they're entering into the use of social media. I think I've heard him speak, and I think it'll be a valuable conversation. If you have any interaction with LinkedIn and your clients, I highly recommend you attend.
Then we're going to take July and August off, and our next meeting, our first meeting for the fall, will be September 15th. And please note that meeting is going to be 11 o'clock to 11:50 rather than 1 o'clock. We're going to have a program sharing mini workforce development program showcase. We've already had one agency volunteer and interested in sharing some of their information. So we'll come out with more information about the format, but if you have a really great program or initiative that you'd like to share with all of us, we'd love to hear about it. We'll send something out. Please get in touch with either me or Amy, and we'll put things together. So just to note that that's coming up. October 20th, we're going to have a program on the bias of career professionals and what we can learn from it. We're going to walk through it from a case study discussion. I think it'll be a lot of fun for us to come together around an individual case rather than problems. This is going to be something kind of special. Amy, anything you want to contribute on that?
Nope, that's all.
Good. Okay. And we will close out 2021 with a program we're right now calling COVID 18 Months Out, How Are We Doing? An Open Discussion. In most of our geographic areas, we're moving into some new phases. And there's a road ahead. We're not really sure what it's going to look like. We remember how things used to be, but will they continue to be that way? So we thought it would be good to close the year and see how things have gone for the second half of the year. So I want to close out today by again, thanking everybody for their involvement. A special thanks to Lisa Lorraine Smith for how well she takes care of us, how well she thinks about workforce development, and how important it is to our agencies and the people we serve. And, you know, again, for everything you did for the conference. I was so thrilled that all of my colleagues here have said that, but I'd like to add it again from us. So thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm embarrassed by this wealth of all these praises, but it was a labor of love, and I'm so glad that those of you who could attend were there. And it has been quite eye-opening to learn about Jewish vocational services. As a social worker and as a former executive director of a JFS that didn't have vocational services, this is really an exciting, you know, profession, and you do so much. And right now you're needed more than ever. So, mm-hmm. You know, good luck moving
forward. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. We'll see everybody in June. And thank you again. Amy, anything to add?
Just that Lisa forgot to mention that she's gotten a fan club out of this, and she's got people vying for her positions. So that's a good thing too. So thank you all.
Okay. Thank you
all. Okay. See you in June. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.